Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into something really interesting. Flavor Notes newsletter, hashtag Leaven Cloves.
Ah, yes, from chefsnowbooks.com. It's a great source, really digs into specific ingredients.
Exactly. It's this personal newsletter exploring spice and flavor. And our mission today is to explore, well, cloves, a powerful, really perfumed and maybe often misunderstood spice.
Definitely misunderstood sometimes. People associate it strongly with just one or two things.
Right. So we want to trace its journey, you know, from ancient history to how we use it now, how it adds that warmth and complexity.
And it's amazing, isn't it? All that power comes from these tiny dried flower buds.
Flower buds, right.
Yeah, from an evergreen tree originally from the Maluku Islands, the Spice Islands.
Okay.
And the newsletter makes a key point early on. A little clove goes a long way. That's crucial.
Because it's so intense.
Exactly. That intensity comes from potent aromatics, especially eugenol. It means you're adding this big aromatic hit, not just flavor. Use too much and well.
It takes over everything. Yeah, I can imagine. That's a really vital point for anyone cooking with them.
Absolutely. It's fundamental to mastering spices, really.
We hear spices were valuable, but cloves, worth their weight in gold. That sounds almost like a legend. How did they get that valuable?
It does sound mythical, but it was quite real. Think about ancient reverence. In China, for instance, courtiers actually chewed cloves.
Chewed them? Why?
To freshen their breath before speaking to the emperor. And the Romans apparently used them similarly.
Huh. So high demand right from the start.
Exactly. High demand, very limited supply originally. That combination fueled the spice trade wars.
The spice wars.
And in 17th century Europe, yeah, they literally were more valuable than gold sometimes. That tells you the kind of economic power these tiny buds held.
Wow. That really puts it into perspective. And I guess that history is why they became such a staple in spice blends everywhere.
Precisely. It cemented their place. You find them all over.
Like garam masala.
Yep, the Indian classic. Ras el Hanout from Morocco.
Oh yeah, love that one.
Chinese five spice, of course. And then the European mulling spices we know around the holidays, cloves are key players.
They really are foundational.
Indeed. That history built their culinary status. But let's talk about their flavor profile itself, because that's where things get really unique.
It really is unparalleled, isn't it? The description is always like warm, intense, sweet, peppery, and then that slightly numbing thing.
That numbing quality. It's fascinating.
What causes that?
It's mostly down to that compound I mentioned, eugenol. It dominates the aromatic.
Eugenol. Okay.
And it actually has mild anesthetic properties. It's not just a flavor sensation. It's why it's used in some dental antiseptics.
No way. So that tingle is actually real.
Real.
Physiologically.
Pretty much. Yeah. It explains that distinct feeling.
Which underlines again why you need to be careful with the amount, right?
Yeah.
The source says just a whisper can change a whole dish. Adds heat and depth.
Totally. A little goes far. And you find them in different forms, of course.
Right. You get the whole dried buds.
Yep. Ground powder, which is obviously more intense up front. And even essential oil.
And they all deliver that same core profile. That warm, sweet, pungent, numbing edge.
Broadly, yes. The delivery might change a bit. Whole buds infuse more slowly. Ground hits faster.
Okay. Got it. So is there a form where that numbing thing is, like, stronger? Or where cloves just work best?
Good question. Whole buds in a long simmer give a gentler release of everything, including that sensation. Ground powder can be more immediate, more punchy.
Right.
But let's get into the cooking uses, because they're so much more versatile than people think. It's not just about sweet stuff.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, maybe me included, mainly think festive baking. So what are some surprising savory ways cloves shine?
Oh, they're fantastic in savory dishes. Think robust spice rubs.
For meats.
Exactly. Lamb, duck, game. Things with strong flavors, cloves add this amazing depth that complements that richness.
Okay, I can see that.
And they're brilliant in slow-cooked things.
Yeah.
Stews, tagines, you know, those North African dishes.
Oh, braises too.
Definitely. Anything that simmers for a while and needs that layer of warmth and complexity.
And we mentioned spice blends earlier. Garam masala, five spice. What else?
Caribbean jerk uses them. Pickling spices, absolutely. Even some BBQ rubs rely on cloves for that background warmth. They're often an unsung hero in those mixes.
Unsung hero, I like that. Okay, so then the more familiar territory. baking and sweets.
Yes, their classic role. Warming up fruit compotes, you know, like apples or pears, infusing cakes, spice cookies.
Essential for pumpkin pies, guys.
Right? Absolutely essential. And loads of festive desserts lean heavily on cloves.
And drinks. Can't forget the drinks.
No way. Mulled wine is the obvious one.
Yeah.
Chai tea often has them. Herbal teas, too.
Yeah.
And hot toddies, spiced punches, they add that comforting aromatic kick.
So many uses. What about pairings? What flavors work really well with cloves?
Well, the classic partners are things like cinnamon, orange, apple, nutmeg.
Makes sense.
But also savory friends like garlic and onion, black pepper, honey is great too. And the source specifically mentions red wine, allspice, and dates as really key companions.
Dates, interesting. Okay, now moving beyond the kitchen... They have other uses, right? Therapeutic ones.
They really do. Historically, and even now, clove oil is famous for its medicinal properties.
Like for toothaches. I think I've heard that.
Exactly. It's got antiseptic and analgesic pain-relieving qualities. So, yeah, toothaches, gum care. It was a traditional remedy.
Wow.
And they can act as a digestive aid, too. Apparently, they stimulate saliva and can help settle the stomach.
It's pretty impressive for a tiny flower bud.
Yeah.
The newsletter also mentioned antioxidants.
Yeah, loads of them. Again, largely thanks to that eugenol compound. It's known to be a powerful anti-inflammatory.
So good for you beyond just making food taste good.
Seems so. And then there's the non-edible uses like air fresheners.
Pomanders.
Exactly. Those oranges studded with cloves, they smell amazing. Also used in incense traditionally. That whole clove-studded orange thing is all about releasing that festive aroma.
I love those. Speaking of facts like that, the source had some fun ones. Like they're picked by hand when they're still pink.
Yeah, harvested by hand. Quite labor-intensive.
And in Indonesia, they use them in cigarettes.
That's right. Kretek cigarettes, flavored with cloves. It's a very specific thing there.
Huh. And the pomanders we mentioned. Plus, a practical tip. Ground cloves get stronger over time.
Yes, they intensify. So store them well, maybe buy smaller amounts of ground, or grind whole cloves yourself as needed for better control.
Good tip. What about the chef's tips from the source? Any practical advice there?
Yeah, really useful stuff. For long infusions like in a stew or mulled wine, they suggest sticking the whole cloves into an onion or an orange half.
Oh, clever. Why?
Makes them super easy to find and pull out later. No one accidentally bites into a whole clove that way.
Ah, smart. Because yeah. That would be intense.
Yeah, very intense. Which leads to the other big piece of advice. If you use whole cloves for simmering, always... always fish them out before serving.
Right. You don't want to ambush your guests with that numbing power.
Exactly. It's just too much, especially unexpected.
It sounds like that featured recipe, the duck breast one, handles it really well, though.
Oh, absolutely. The clove-smoked duck breast with date and orange jars. It's a great example of sophisticated use.
Asso?
It balances that rich, kind of gamey duck flavor with the cloves warmth, but uses things like cold smoking for subtlety and the sweetness from dates and orange in the jars to round it all out. Real finesse.
That sounds incredible. What a journey we've taken with this one little spice today.
It really is amazing, isn't it?
From being worth more than gold, shaping trade routes, to being in our kitchens, our medicines, even our air fresheners. It's just clear how much impact such a tiny bud can have.
It really underscores that link between aroma and memory, too. Something the source touches on. There's a quote in the newsletter, quote to ponder. It says, "Cloves are the spice of memory, bold, fragrant, and deeply rooted in comfort."
Spice of memory. I like that. Feels right, especially with those festive connections.
It does, doesn't it? Bold, fragrant, comfort. It sums them up well.
It really does. So maybe a final thought for you listening in. Just consider how something that seems so small, so everyday perhaps, like a spice,
mm-hmm.
how it can hold centuries of history, connect cultures across the globe, and tie deeply into our memories, our food, everything. It's quite profound when you stop and think.
It really is.
Makes you wonder what other seemingly ordinary ingredients are out there, just waiting for their own deep dive, holding on to their own hidden stories.